This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has described his government as compassionate and devoted to welfare of the poor. As the NDA government at the centre completes 11 years in office, Mr. Modi emphasised the government's transformative efforts in combating poverty and empowering citizens through inclusive development. In a social media post, the Prime Minister highlighted key initiatives such as PM Awas Yojana, PM Ujjwala Yojana, Jan Dhan Yojana and Ayushman Bharat, which have significantly improved access to housing, clean cooking fuel, banking services and healthcare. He noted that the government's push for direct benefit transfer, digital inclusion and rural infrastructure has ensured transparency and efficient delivery of services to the last mile. On the occasion of World Environment Day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi led a special tree plantation drive at Bhagwan Mahavir Vanasthali Park in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi planted a banyan sapling under the Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam initiative. Prime Minister Modi also flagged off 200 electric buses under the Delhi government's Sustainable Transport Initiative. The Prime Minister also planted a sindoor sapling at his residence. The plant was gifted to him by the brave women of Kutch in Gujarat, who had displayed extraordinary courage and patriotism during the 1971 India-Pakistan War. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate to the nation Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramula Rail Link USBRL project during his visit to Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow. Our correspondent reports that during his visit, Prime Minister Modi will also flag off two Vande Bharat Express trains, one from Sri Mata Vaishno Devi in Katra to Srinagar and the other from Srinagar to Katra.
These Vande Bharat trains have been designed with special technical features to facilitate smooth travel in the challenging climate conditions of the Kashmir Valley. The Vande Bharat is equipped with silicon heating pads which prevent water from freezing in the bio toilet tanks and heating plumbing pipeline which prevents water from freezing even at temperature below 0 degree. With the introduction of this train service, the travel time between Katra to Srinagar will be significantly reduced by nearly 3 hours. The trains will offer a swift, comfortable and reliable travel option for residents, tourists and pilgrims, among others. Anand Kumar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The multi-party delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor has strongly put forth India's resolute stand against terrorism during a series of meetings held with leaders, senior officials and Indian diaspora in the USA. After meeting with the leadership of the House Foreign Affairs Committee in Washington, D.C., Mr. Tharoor said, India is grateful for this strong and unconditional support.
There was, as the chairman said, a complete unanimity in condemning the terrorist attacks and in defending India's right to defend itself. And we are very grateful for that support because it was strong and unconditional. Equally, of course, we talked about broader issues involving our countries, involving trade, the economy, students, visas, broader concerns about the relationship. But everybody, the Indian side and the American side, want to see this relationship becoming stronger, more effective and covering more aspects of life and of geopolitics.
Out of 7 multi-party delegations carrying the message of India's principled and resolute stand against terrorism, 5 delegations have now returned to India after concluding their successful visit to respective countries. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a proclamation banning the citizens of 12 countries from entering the United States, citing national security and public safety threats. The proclamation signed by President Trump fully restricts and limits the entry of nationals from 12 countries, Afghanistan, Myanmar, Chad, Republic of the Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan and Yemen. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall in northeast India today and rainfall activity over the region for the next 7 days. The IMD predicted thunderstorm accompanied by gusty winds and lightning over northwest India in Delhi, Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh today. In hockey, the schedule for Women's Asia Cup 2025 has been announced. The tournament will take place in Hangzhou, China from the 5th to the 14th of September this year. And with that, we end this news bulletin.